Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Arla. We are in the third parak Mishnayos Vav and Zion. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishayu lo chavili tilton shel klai akerim. What if a person has a bundle of 25 stalks of fenugreek, which is klai akerim? It was put too close to the grapevines, and therefore it's now aser. So the halacha is yidaleku. They have to be burned because they're aser bana. This arvu ba'achirim, what happens if they mix with other ones? So kulam yidalku, they all have to be burned. Diver meir ba'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, the fact is yalu be'echad umasayim, they can be subjected to the rules of bittul. The Bartanuria points out that according to a meir, the reason why we say they all have to be burned, why can't we say that you could sell them except for the demei isur? That which is usher in them, which is what we would do by Yayin Nesach, the halacha is because here we're worried maybe the goy is going to go ahead and sell it back to a Jew. By Yayin Nesach, you don't have to worry about that. But why is it that Rameir is so strict and the Chachamim allow Bittul? So the next Mishnah explains why. Shahayu Rameir Omer, Rameir used to say, Ashedako Limanos Mikadesh. He says, things that are sold by count and not by estimate, in other words, things that are a davar sheba minyan, things that are counted, cannot be open to bittul. V'chachamim omrim, eino mekadesh elo shisha dvarim belvad. The Chachamim disagree with that idea. They say that there are only six specific items, and according to Rabbi Akiva Amar Shiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, there are seven that are not open to bittul because they are very, very large and they're precious and they're the highest grade. And so they are considered devarim hachashuvim, they're considered significant things. Ve'eluin, egozei perach, the walnuts of perach, rimoni badan, the rimonim are badan, chavios stumos, sealed barrels, chalufos tradin, the regenerations of beets, and klusei kruv, stems of cabbage, and dalas yavanis, and Rabbi Akiva Omer af kikaros al balabayas. And Rabbi Akiva also adds the loaves that belong to the balabayas, because usually while a baker makes very small challahs and he sells many of them together, it was the kikaros of the balabayas that's too significant to be open to bittul, according to Rabbi Akiva. So in all of these six items, they're considered things that are very significant. They can't have bittul. Everything else can have bittul. Haroi l'orla orla l'kloya karim l'kloya karim. These items that are able to become orla, like the gozim, the rimonim, and the sealed barrels, the other things, the beets and the kruv and the dalas yavanis, those things are subjected to kloya karim. Now, in the end of the day, we have two individuals, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, and one group of Chachamim. And so in all of these issues, we paskin like the Chachamim. We'll stop here, and Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.